Thank you and good morning. The results from the special election in the Southern Humboldt Community Healthcare District have been posted, and the results show that Measure W, a property tax increase, was shot down by 6 votes and will not go into effect. There are 128 registered voters in the healthcare district who could have cast a ballot, but only 46 did so, 36%. 26 voted no, and 20 voted yes on a measure that would have raised property taxes from $125 per year to $170. The goal of supporters was to use the property tax revenue to build a new hospital facility and upgrade current district infrastructure, and the election was done by mail-in ballot alone. The measure needed a two-thirds majority to pass. We're just a few weeks away from the Memorial Day holiday and the kickoff to the summer travel season here on the North Coast, and when you travel in this region, that means you're most likely traveling by vehicle on state and local highways. And after this winter, that could prove to be difficult. Caltrans continues to stabilize the hillside above the Bridges Creek Slide on Highway 101 north of Leggett. One-way controlled traffic has been established, but the hillside, which has slipped 3 times in the past 2 weeks, remains a concern. Work crews are installing a cable mesh system to keep debris from rolling down onto the roadway, and motorists can expect up to 30-minute delays while transiting the area. That work won't be completed by the end of the month, however, and Caltrans expects work at the site to continue for the next 2 to 3 months in an effort to get both lanes open to traffic. If you want to add your input into how dredging operations on the bay should work, you will have an opportunity to do so at a public meeting hosted by the Harbor District tonight from 5:30 until 7:30. Following 2 meetings between the Harbor District and the City of Eureka in February, the Harbor released a draft proposal for dredging operations that would begin in August if approved. The Harbor District has proposed dropping the dredging spoil offshore through an outfall pipe when the work begins this year, and that process would be repeated again next year. After that, the spoil would be dumped on property at the Redwood Marine Terminal. The meeting is being held at the Warfinger Building in Eureka. Humboldt State University has granted a posthumous Certificate of Achievement to David Josiah Lawson, the 19-year-old Humboldt State student who was fatally stabbed on April 15th. The certificate was presented by a Humboldt State official on Monday at Lawson's funeral in Moreno Valley. A preliminary hearing regarding the incidents that led to his death is currently underway. Jordan Christmas has news from law enforcement.
Law enforcement across the state will hold various events as they promote the month of May as Motorcycle Safety Month. Eureka Police are joining the effort as they will conduct a specialized motorcycle safety enforcement operation for all of this month, and extra patrols will be in areas most used by motorcyclists and where most of the crashes occur. The State Motorcyclist Safety Program is also offering rider training classes at a lower cost for all of this month.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 3 times since the first of the year, the County Office of Emergency Services has issued a local disaster declaration related to the damage done to county roads over the winter, and Public Works Director Tom Mattson provided some of the details about how that process works. When the damage reaches the levels it did this winter, an estimated $12 million in damage overall, it outstrips the county's ability to handle the needed repairs at the local level. Mattson said that his office will make an initial estimate and then call state and federal officials.
We have to go out there initially and get a cost estimate put together, a disaster form, assistance form request. So we have to go out there early and get that information. And then our road crews will tell us, hey, it's getting worse or it's staying the same. And then the state will come up and the feds will come out. We'll take another trip out there to look at the site with the state and federal representatives.
The county will then negotiate with the state and feds over the amount of funding needed. And Mattson said those estimates take a lot of time and staff work.
They'll either agree or disagree that it qualifies, it meets the requirements, you can only go this far, we're not going to pay for any more, and negotiate basically a real estimate, and then we go to bid and things like that. It is a lot of accounting and paperwork, and we do have 6 or 7 people that just focus on financing.
You can listen to Public Works Director Tom Mattson talk about county roads by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.